T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
AJ Cassaville joins us here. AJ, what's going on, man?
I don't think I'm the number one AJ that everyone wants to hear from. Well, let alone the number one guy.
Yes,
yeah,
you are. You're going to give us more information.
One AJ.
You're going to give us more information than he will.
That's a fair point. You're right. You're right about that.
All right. So, all right. I know you got something to break here, right? You got something. What you got for us today?
No, I have nothing to break other than trades will happen, and I would put it. I would put an S on the end of that. So at some point in the next, these next 4 days are going to be fun.
So trades with an S. So multiple trades you think will happen here in the next few days. Obviously, one of the big names, one of the names, I shouldn't say big, one of the names being discussed is Joey Gallo. What are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, so I think that's, as things stand, that's, it's possible. But, I mean, you kind of look at the way the roster is constructed right now, and it's, you almost wonder. I mean, Joey Gallo makes pretty much any team better because he's Joey Gallo and he hits bombs. But
right,
where does he fit in this group? And so, in order for that to happen, like what I think you need to see happen is for one of the bigger contracts, the Hosmer or the Myers, to get moved, and maybe even a different trade, maybe that trade. There would just have to be, I think, a lot of moving pieces for a deal with Texas to come together, and Texas also has starters available, relievers available too, who could kind of maybe fit what the Padres are going after. And so I think what we've seen with AJ in the past, and maybe this doesn't fit with the Adam Frazier trade and then a couple days of nothing, but usually his moves kind of all weave together like a little bit of a puzzle, and like a bunch of pieces kind of all come together at once. And so we saw that last year at the deadline. We saw that in late December. And so if the Padres are going to go and make another splash like Gallo, and at the same time potentially move one of the bigger contracts to kind of clear space for him in the lineup and maybe on the books too, then they would have to do so either with a big trade or with a couple different trades kind of making that work out.
AJ, it's such a different world right now in terms of covering a ball club, but I imagine it would be kind of weird and kind of uncomfortable to go interview Eric Hosmer at this point. I mean, he's got to be able to see the same things that everybody else is seeing right now. Obviously, we don't have that opportunity to do that now with the way things are constructed, but how does Hosmer negotiate the next 4 or 5 days? I mean, how does he do his best to go out and play ball tonight?
Or for that matter, Will Myers.
Yeah, and so that's what I would say for like how Hosmer handles this exact situation. I mean, he's got a pretty good example in Will Myers. And now Will's been through this before. Literally, like, I mean, very, very, very similar circumstances. Obviously, every year the numbers are a little different because the contract years get ticked off the contract. But Will Myers has been in this spot before where he's been rumored about being traded. And, I mean, even last season there were rumors. And he put up some big numbers last year. So it's not easy to do. I think it's really easy for people to kind of forget that these are human beings, and I can't imagine like how well I would do at my job if I thought maybe there was a chance that I would be moving cities and playing and working somewhere else all of a sudden in a day or two. But they're compensated handsomely to do that. So that's their job, and for the most part they're professionals, and they know it's part of the business, and they know I think even if it's not public, I mean, they know that anything's possible given within the constraints of like what they've had written into their contract. So I think the example of how to do so is kind of right there already with Will Myers. But yeah, like you said, if he hasn't handled it before in the past, and I don't think he really has. I think maybe toward the end of his contract in 2017 when the Royals were unsure whether they were going for it or not. But this is probably the first time Hosmer's had to deal with it, and I mean, yeah. it's part of the business.
And guess what? We all point to the most recent time Will went through it. In my recollection, it didn't go all that well the first couple of times he had to run through this. So it's not like it's an easy thing to deal with, and or that you get it right the first time you ever go through it. We'll see what happens. You mentioned trades with an S. Gallo's just one of the names we've talked about. But when you look at this roster, pitching seems to be another need here. Is this something you think gets addressed as well?
Yes, and I'm not sure in what form it gets addressed, because I think there's a lot of different ways they could go. So I think the answer is pitching will be addressed, whether it's an ace or an innings eater or bullpen help that allows maybe Ryan Weathers to kind of fill into that rotation spot. I don't know what the answer is, but I think they acquire pitching, maybe probably even multiple arms. And so I think it kind of comes down to what makes them better and what deal doesn't deplete their stash of prospects too much. So what's the fairest deal? I think they, and reasonably so, I think they feel very good about their bullpen already. But if you look at playoff baseball, like, bullpen arms are as good as gold. And so you can never have too many of them. So you look at this bullpen right now as currently constructed, it could probably be pretty successful in October. Your goal when constructing a roster is to remove the probably as much as possible and get it
right,
and maybe go out and look for a lockdown arm at the back end. So I think the Padres will do that. And then I think they're going to try and find someone who can eat innings. I am very eager to look forward to watch these next 2 days, though, with Chris Paddock and Blake Snell, because they have been trending upward a little bit, and they're facing a legitimate playoff caliber offense now in Oakland. And if those guys are thriving, I'm not saying these two games are going to change the Padres' decision-making process, but it probably makes you feel a little bit better about where your rotation stands.
AJ Cassavell is with us. Good stuff, AJ.
This A's team has struggled offensively. That's probably been their weakest part of their team, but you're right. I think it matters how they throw the ball in these next couple starts.
Yeah, they haven't given the Padres a great indication of like where their pitching is set up going forward. So like, if you said, what's the playoff rotation look like? I don't know. I know it's Hugh Darvish and I know it's Joe Musgrove, but I don't know after that.
Yeah, I think everything's up in the air. If you had to take a guess as things stand right now, AJ, what do you think the percentage is on the Padres having to trade somebody big out of their system in order to get what they end up wanting, like a Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, Robert Hassel, Camposano, a name like that? Do you think one of those names leaves this organization in the next few days?
I don't think it's impossible, but I would guess no. And then what that also tells me is I would guess that Hosmer and Myers remain here. But that's just knowing what A.J. Preller has done in the past. I mean, we know that he loves his prospects, and those are some big-name prospects, and the Padres view them contributing down the road. So I think if you hang on to those guys, then you're probably not going to be able to get rid of a contract like Eric Hosmer's, but also Eric Hosmer could potentially be a contributor come October, and maybe you can find – you're not going to go out and get a Max Scherzer or a big-time salary guy that way, but you can find pitching in other ways too.
Yeah, I also think that probably means that you may not get a name that we've been hearing if one of those prospects isn't involved. And so then that means the idea shifts somewhere else. And so we'll have to find over these next few days what that is. AJ, we know you got to get out of here, man. We appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, AJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.